Okay, today's daf is Yivamis daf Kuvav. As we continue here in Mitzvahs Chalitza, and today we'll talk about another Yesodistic topic relating to the Mitzvah of Chalitza, and that has to do with the Kavana of Chalitza, the Kavana that one has to have when one performs Chalitza. Because the Gemara talks here on today's daf all about this topic. What is one supposed to think about when they perform Chalitza? The Gemara says on top, Tanu Rabbanan. Well, let's just backtrack for a second. We know Yibum doesn't need Kavana. Right, that's the beginning of Perek Haval Yevimto. We had that back in the beginning of the Perek Shishi Haval Yevimto Daf Nun Gimel Amabez Haval Yevimto Bei B'Shogig Bei B'Mezid Bei B'Onis Bei B'Ratzon Afilu Hu Shogig He Mezida etc. Either way, it works. Right, it doesn't work. Haval Yevimto it automatically. So Yibim doesn't really need any Das as we describe. The last year we discussed what kind of Das is needed by the Edim. Das davar sheba erva. But today we're going to talk about what about the players involved in the chalitza itself. So Yibim does not require, but it seems on today's daf that chalitza for sure does require some type of kavana. We had a discussion of chalitza mut'es. Right, the Gemara says on top, chalitza mut'es is kshera. What is a chalitza mut'es? Reish Lakish says, kol she'omer mlo chalotu b'kachat ha'kontza. If somebody is totally misguided about what chalitza is going to do, oh, he thinks that if he does chalitza, he's married to the woman. Exactly the opposite of what it really does. So that's what Reish Lakish says, that at least at this stage of the Gemara, that a chalitza mut'es, if the woman thinks that she's going to become or the man thinks, whatever it is, that he's going to become married to this woman, so then that still works. And Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, ani shoneh, bein shenis kavein hu v'lonis kavein hi, bein shenis kavein hi v'lonis kavein hu, whether one of them had kavana and the other one did not have kavana, chalitzasa psula, it is pasul, ad shi yiskavenu shneim ke'echad. They both have to have kavana for the chalitza. V'yadamer chalitza k'sheira, and you said a chalitza mut'es. A mistaken chalitza is kasher. So how exactly, Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't agree. Ella, what's a chalitza mut'es that's kasher? The following. Kol she'omrim lo chalotz la manasha titein leich matayim zuz. Right? Give her, so if somebody says to the man, let her do chalitza, and she'll give you 200 zuz. So in that case, the chalitza works, and she doesn't have to give him. Rashi, v'yalvagav de lo yavale. And even though she doesn't give him. What do you mean? You made a t'nai. No, even though she has to give him, chalitzas ha'ksheira. Kidim beforish, as the Gemara says in Subis, on daf ayin dalid, you can't make a t'nai in chalitza. If you're trying to make a t'nai, a condition of chalitza, the t'nai falls away, and the chalitza works, right? Ein t'nai moilba, says Rashi. It's not similar to the t'nai of b'nei Gad and b'nei Ruvain. Why? Hopefully we'll get to that a little bit later. Because you can't do this action through a shliach, and there's a connection between shlichus and t'nai. But either way, for our purposes, chalitza cannot be done through a t'nai. So machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, what exactly is the chalitza mutes that is kasher? Is it that she thinks that, or he thinks that he's going to do chalitza and then be married? That's a mistake. That works. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Rabbi Yochanan seems to say that doesn't work. Right? What works is if he does a perfect chalitza, but he thinks that she's going to give him some money for it in that way. That is the machlokas. The Gemara quotes also, Tani Nami Hachi is a braisa, chalitza mutes is ksheira. What is chalitza mutes? Rabbi Yochanan's din. Kol she'omrim lo chalos, lamanasha titei en loch matayim zuz. And there are even stories about a man who didn't want to do chalitza, and they tricked him. They tricked him to do chalitza in a way that he thinks he's going to be married to her, and it ended up, obviously, that chalitza did not bring that about. And they have a couple of other stories on the daf about this idea. So what exactly is the kavana that's required for chalitza? So we know there's a general sugya of mitzvah srichas kavana, right? That whenever we do a mitzvah, that we need kavana l'shem mitzvah, right? That's discussion in Aruch Chaim and Siman Samach. The Shulchan Aruch summarizes the machlokes, yesh omrim she'ein mitzvah srichas kavana, v'yesh omrim she'srichas kavana. Latzeis ba'asiyas osa mitzvah. Some say you need kavana, some say you don't need kavana. V'chein halacha. And the halacha is that, some say you don't need kavana, some say you do need kavana, v'chein halacha, then you do need kavana. The Mishnah Berurah explains that shnei kavanas yesh lo mitzvah. We're talking about two kavanas here, in general. Achas kavanas halev la mitzvah atzma. Number one is the kavana for the specific mitzvah. V'shein is kavana watzispa, d'haynu sheyechavin l'kayim bazek hasher tziv Hashem. Think about lulav, and think about, I'm performing what Hashem wants me to do. V'kavanas ha-mitzvah she-nizkar b'zeh ha-sif ein toli klal v'kavanas ha-lev l'mitzvah atzma. What we're talking about here in this simen, simen samech, is not the specific kavana of lulav and of shofar, but it's just the general kavana to do the mitzvah. She-yechavin b'libo l'ma she-hu motzi mipiv v'al yahara b'libo l'davar achar. V'chulu, and he continues. You have to have kavana before you start the mitzvah that you're doing this l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, you need kavana to do the mitzvah l'shma, but what if not? What if I do the mitzvah and I don't think about the fact that I'm doing the mitzvah? So the Shulchan Aruch again quotes Judeus, and is noted to say that you need kavana. The latter poskim quote the Radvaz. The Magen Avraham here quotes the Radvaz. Well, maybe there's a difference between mitzvahs daraisa and mitzvahs darabanan. By mitzvahs daraisa, mitzvahs shrichos kavana. To be yotzei a mitzvah daraisa, I have to have kavana beforehand that I'm doing this l'shem the mitzvah. But my mitzvahs darabanan ain't sara kavana. By mitzvah d'rabbanan, maybe you don't need kavana. The Mishnah Berurah explains, l'fizeh, kol ha-brachos shem gamke mi d'rabbanan, levad berachas amazon, all brachos are d'rabbanan, besides benching, im lo kiva behem latzeis, yasa b'diavet. Even though I didn't have kavana, I'm yotzei, because it's d'rabbanan, and it is works even without kavana. And the Mishnah Berurah continues other details. But this is the general kavana of kavana l'mitzvah. Mitzvah srichas kavana, ein srichas kavana. And there are many seers in the Rambam about what the Rambam holds about kavana, shofar, and matzah, and many others. But what about when we come to chalitza? So does chalitza have a unique type of kavana? So if we say that chalitza, a shir that we had a couple of months ago, if we say that chalitza is purely a matir, we spoke about whether chalitza is a mitzvah or a matir. So if we say that it's a matir, chalitza is, it might be one of the 613, but conceptually it is functional to allow the woman to get remarried, matir, like maybe shchita. A shchita is a matir, like maybe hafrashas shumas and maisers, it's a matir. So if we say it's a matir, then there's nothing really to talk about. There is no mitzvah here. So there's no question about what the kavanah is going to be. It's kavanah for the matir. Our whole discussion that we're talking about here is if, assuming that chalitza is not just a matir, but it's also a mitzvah. After all, in the Torah Shebichsav, it doesn't mention the matir element. It just says if you don't want to do yibam, you do chalitza. And we know from Torah Shebalpeh, and that allows the woman to get remarried. It doesn't say, and therefore she can marry everyone else. But we know that. So if we assume that there's a mitzvah element to chalitza also, so now we can ask, okay, so what's the kavana that should be had during the ceremony? So, major machlokas achronim. If you look in the Beis Meir, one of the later achronim, the Beis Meir on Eben Ezer, Kuf Samach Tes Sif Mem Dalet. He says the kavana here is kavana mitzvos, just like we were talking about. His kavanah is a mitzvah. He says, first of all, look in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Dalit, Halacha Ches of Yibum. The Rambam describing the process there. Hakol b'lashon hakodesh, as is said on today's daf on Amud Beis. Everything is said b'lashon hakodesh. Shenemar kacha b'lashon hazeh. V'chol hayoshvim sham onim acharei chalutz hanal shalosh pamim. Whoever is sitting there answers chalutz hanal. V'tzarech, here's the Rambam. V'tzarech shetiskapin hayivama shetachlotz lo. The Yavama has to have kavana that chalitza is being done to her. V'yiskavin hu sheyachlotz la. And he's having kavana that he's doing chalitza also. V'yasu ma'asim elu lishman. And they should do these actions lishma. What is lishma? That sounds like l'shem mitzvah. So the base mayor assumes that the kavana is mitzvah like we have by other mitzvahs. Also Rashi that we had a couple of days ago on Daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis. He notes, also seems to give that impression, ha-chazinan, right, he says on top, v'yafal gav, delonis kamnu, l'chalitzas mitzvah, even though they didn't have kavanah l'chalitzas mitzvah. Again, so a Rashi and Daf Kopeis and a Rambam. So he assumes that it is based, it's kavanah's mitzvah. Right, we'll see what the opposite is. Elavada ein tzorach ala kavanah's mitzvah, b'shas maisa, she'chavi, she'adei mitzvah zu tutar. That is the mitzvah. And the big shiloh with this is, so how do you fit in chalitzas mumar? How does chalitzas mumar work if it has to have kavanah l'mitzvah? Mumar is not having kavanah for the mitzvah. And that's what his whole piece there, in the base there, three pages, is about figuring out chalitzas mumar. The Chassam Sofer, in Eben Ezer, Beis Tzadi, wonders, if it's just kavana lamitzvah, so then why does our sugya say that according to Reish Lakish, what's Reish Lakish's shita, what's chalitza mutes, that if you have totally wrong kavana, you think if you do kavana, you're going to be married. But 1 second, Reish Lakish is one of the opinions that holds elsewhere, mitzvos srichos kavana. Mitzvah needs kavana. So if you have mitzvah srichos kavana, so then how can Reish Lakish say that the wrong kavana is going to work? Chalitza mutes is kshera. If he holds mitzvos srichos kavana. Right? Unless you say, says the Chapsofer, a Yesod Gadol, this is in Dibra Maschil Umashikasav. There's a couple of pages in the Tshuva. The Tshuva is about commenting on the Chacham Tzvi in Simon Aleph. He goes through many pieces of the Chacham Tzvi. So we'll get to the Chacham Tzvi in a minute. But the Chapsofer says, if you say that the Kavan is L'mitzvah, so then how does Reish Lakish work out? So the Chapsofer says, no, there's a big difference. What does our Mishnah have Chalitza Mutes? You're doing Chalitza, and you think that this is going to lead you to allow to be married to her. That's not undermining the kavana of mitzvah srichas kavana. There's the kavana of the mitzvah, and then there's a kavana for the tachlis ha-mitzvah. What the mitzvah is going to accomplish. What the mitzvah is going to accomplish, the result of the mitzvah, that's not part of the definition of the mitzvah. That's a byproduct. Right, that's what the mitzvah is going to accomplish. But who cares if you have the wrong kavana about what the mitzvah accomplishes? If you're thinking kavana for the mitzvah itself, and you think it's going to accomplish something else, that's still okay. That you're still yotzei mitzvah srichas kavana. Lo kasha v'lo midi, says the Chasam Sofer. De'ein ze inyan l'mitzvah srichas kavana. The problem of, you know, you think it's going to allow you to be married. Dari zeho ish v'chavin l'kayim mitzvah zeh shachalitza. This man has a kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah. Ela shalo yada tachlis ha-mitzvah. He doesn't know the tachlis ha-mitzvah, meaning husav or shtachlis ha-mitzvah hi lichnos isha. He thinks that the ultimate goal of the mitzvah is to marry the woman. Vita, and he made a mistake. Ki tachlis ha-mitzvah l'potra. The tachlis ha-mitzvah is the opposite. To free her. Vahashta de kaimina na filu de baloka vanas kinya nami mais nasa mitzvah. Velo banal is soul. Elabisha mitzvah's kavana. If the only problem is mitzvah's kavana, here he did the mitzvah perfectly. He just had the wrong tachlis ha-mitzvah in mind. And therefore, that's why Reish Lakish works out. And he said, I'll give you another example. An amazing example, which we've quoted elsewhere. The Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Mezuzah. The Rambam in Hilchas Mezuzah in Perek Hei Alacha Dalid, is very upset by those people who hang up their mezuzahs, and they think the mezuzah is some type of kemeah, some type of amulet that has magical powers, and the whole purpose of the mezuzah is to protect. So yes, mezuzah has a protection element, shmira, but that's not the whole essence of the mitzvah. The Rambam says, and people write all of these secret names on the mezuzah. So the Rambam has a very strong lashon there. V'lo dai she lahem, he says, V'lo dai lahem she bitlu a mitzvah, ela she asu mitzvah gedola, she yichud Hashem shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kilu hi kemia shel hanayis atzman. They take this beautiful, amazing mitzvah, and they make it as if it's their own personal amulet. And the Kesef Mishnah says, Inachinami she mezuzah shomeres habayis. Yes, the mezuzah guards the house, you're right. V'gam ein ha-kavana ba'asiyah l'shmar ha-bayis, ela tzor she'chavin l'kayim mitzvah l'kadosh baruch hu. U'memela nimshach sh'dishmar ha-bayis. Have kavana for the mitzvah, and memela there's going to be shmira. But you shouldn't have that kavana l'shmira alone. But now the Chasam Sofer is medayik. V'hinei, bivadai, ein tachlis mitzvah zaseh shal mezuzah l'shmira. That's not the goal of the mitzvah purely. Rak l'halos yichud Hashem alibo. The purpose of the mitzvah is to remember Hashem every time we walk in and out. V'o ta'amim v'anach rola neda. And many other reasons that we don't even know about. Look at the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. Mikom akom. But still, mishem achavim b'kfiyosa l'kai mitzvah zaseh. Shetzivanu Hashem. If a person has kavana to do the mitzvah that Hashem commanded. V'sover. And he thinks. She'ein b'zeh el ha-shmira. Lo nomar shelo yasi dechavasa. The Rambam does not use the words that he wasn't yotze the mitzvah. It's not use that lashon. Doesn't use the lashon. She'im kain rov Yisrael einam yudechovasa bezuzah. Because that's a chesed sofer. So many Jews think that, and I don't want to say that most people aren't yotzei. V'gam Rambam lo kasav shebit lo mitzvah ela al yedei shekosin b'fanim shemos malachim. Earlier in the halacha, he says you ruin the mitzvah if you wrote the names of angels on the. You added on to the mezuzah. You wrote these extra words on the side where the mezuzah is printed, not on the back. We write Shakai on the back. But on the front, v'ideze bitlo mitzvah. So you're mevatel the mitzvah if you ruin the mitzvah mezuzah if you wrote extra. Avo b'mashet toba tachlisa. But the fact that you wrote that you had a different kavana, Ein ze elosichlas. That's foolishness, but you're yotzei the mitzvah. Because Mako mikri mechavin lasos b'tzon Hashem. V'chein robin ayadam shomer roba Torah manas lakabal pras. So do most Jews. We do mitzvahs to get reward. Vein ze ataklas amiti. That's not the ultimate taklas. Mikol makom. VM Kane says the same thing here. Even though he has kavana that the tachlis and mitzvah of chalitza is to get married, less than but not a problem. So that's the beautiful mashal that the Chassam Sofer gives that Rambam and Hilchos Mezuzah, okay, you have the wrong kavana for the tachlis and mitzvah. But in terms of the maisa hamitzvah, you're doing the mitzvah that Hashem wants, that is okay. So that is all idea number one. About what's the kavanah for chalitza, the regular kavanah for the mitzvah, regular kavanah for the mitzvah, for all mitzvahs, and mitzvah srichas kavanah. But there is another major camp as well, and that is the Chacham Tzvi, based on others, and that is kavanas kinyan, right? Because chalitza is also not just a mitzvah, maybe it's just a matir. And that's what the Chacham Tzvi, in the first Chacham Tzvi, in Siman Aleph, he asked this question. V'tzorach hakiras Chacham. Ihach kavana debinam b'chalitza. Hainu itam de mitzvah hi, ukein kavanas ha-mitzvah. De paskur ha-poskun de mitzvah srichas kavana. O, kein kavanas ha-haknaos. Debinam das kone u-makne. Right? The kone, she is kone herself, her freedom. And the husband is makne to her, her freedom. Like we learn, ka-oder b'nechse ager, sha-amru, if a person thinks he's doing a kinyan, he doesn't have the right kavana, he thinks that he is touching his own land, that he happens to be touching somebody else's land, the kavana doesn't work. If you don't have kavana for kinyan. Right, you have to have kavana at the time of the mitzvah if you're having kavana for the mitzvahs. But if it's kavanas kinyan, for the transaction that's taking place, nirulani es daiti sha'afim lo kivin b'shas maisa la'atira l'shuk. Even if she didn't have it, he'd have in mind. El shu yodeya shebachalitzas min alo niteras l'shuk v'ucholitz la belishum ones. If he knows that that's what this functions as, ein anu choshim l'dvarm shebelibo o ba'oso azman. There'd be discussion about the what if the Nodbi who does a tshuva about this. If he says, "Oh yeah, I wanted to mess her up. I didn't have kavana. I did it, but I didn't have kavana for the chalitza of Heter." So the dvarim shevalev says that b'chacham tzvi doesn't matter. Dvarim shevalev ain't dvarim. As long as you know that that's what chalitza does, even if you say, "Oh, I didn't have that in mind," that's good enough because you had kavana's kinyan because you know that that's what it accomplishes. And he said, "I'll bring you a raya." Tosfos asked. A couple of days ago, Daf Kuf Dalid, Tosfos asks how a chalitza's katana should work. Right? How does it work, midaraisa? Right? So Tosfos asks, she's a lav bazdas. That's what Tosfos asks here on Daf Kuf Dalid on the base. Right? Tosfos says, Vim Tomar, how do we know that it works? She's a lav bazdas. So Tosfos answers, Omid al Gabov. Right? They're standing over her and supplying the das to her. But that doesn't work by a katan, by kiddushin. Right, that doesn't work by other cases, right? So how does it work here? So says the Chacham Tzvi, there's a simple answer to the question. How does it work by a katana? We know Tosfos in a few places in Shas, in Sanhedrin and elsewhere, quotes the principle of das acheres makne. Even though a katan can't acquire something themselves, but if somebody is giving it to them, somebody is being makne, the item, anything, to the child, so then it works. Das acheres makne. That would work by kinyanim. So just the Chacham Tzvi, that's what's going on here. As long as the Yavam is a gadol, and he's being makne, the freedom of the Yavama to the Yavama, that's why it works. Like das acheres makne, like in Choshen Mishpat. That is his raya. Mishum to keep it, and that's why, but to keep the Mataras Hakanaas, you know, La Sins is Kinyan, Harayu Zocha La Atzma Ben HaTorah, Hechi De Das HaKaris Bakadosa, Kuvashakos Vatosos, Reish Perak Ben Sorer Umara. The Ksos in Reish Ayin Hei, Dalin, is not so convinced, because in that case, if it's Das HaKaris Bakne, then the one who's being Konet requires zero Kavana. Right, it's a Labas Das. A person tries to give a child something, the child doesn't have any Das. And here, it's clear the woman doesn't have to have some type of Das. So I don't think this is normal das acheres makne. But either way, this is the Chacham Tzvi and the comment of the Ksos. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch also thinks that there are these two types of kavanas, but he thinks exactly what I just said, they're both. You should have kavanas mitzvah also, But if not, it at least works as a kinyan. That's the amazing suggestion. He says this also by Yibum. If you remember, I think we discussed this way back at the beginning of the Masechta, there are two types of kavanah by Yibum, mitzvah and kinyan. And if he only had the kinyan in mind, maybe he wasn't even yotzi the mitzvah. And maybe he should have another ma'isa bia in order to be yotzi the mitzvah. You could have the kinyan without the bia, without the mitzvah. But the Minchas Chinuch also says this by Chalitzin, Tav Kuf Tzadi Tes. Ulafiyani as Daiti says the Minchas Chinuch, Ta kavana shematir osazu bit kavanas kinyan. He thinks only the man has to have that extra kavana of kiyam a mitzvah. She just has to have kavanas kinyan, but he has to have kavanas mitzvah. Avalohi ta mitzvah lezacharim v'gam afilu im lo kivein hakavanas uniftara. Even without it, it works. The kinyan works, but that is the lachatchila. It could be the Chassam Sofer says in that same shuva. Maybe this goof is the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about what type of kavana you need, right? We had on our daf, chalitza mutes. Reish Lakish says it's fine to think that you're going to marry her through this. So that's what Reish Lakish holds, right? That's what does that mean? Because maybe Reish Lakish thinks it's kavanas mitzvah. So even if you have the wrong kavana of the taklas mitzvah, it's still going to work. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan thinks that no, you need kavanas kinyan. And therefore, if you think that the wrong thing is going to happen, the opposite thing, so maybe that's not going to work. So therefore, maybe it's a machlokas amoraim exactly about this issue. Okay, there's a lot more by Chalitza, but this lays down some of the major shitas regarding kavana b'chalitza.